Hello, hello. Good evening. And we're meeting for our third class in revealing the new Earth heart. And this will be a class that introduces new frequencies tonight. So we'll see how many of us gather here as you're settling in? Does anyone have anything they'd like to share as we're waiting for a few minutes here?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, everybody. This is
Hi.
Tracy.
Hi.
I would love to share. I had such an amazing experience this morning with one of your older meditations. It was, I'm trying to remember the name of it. I don't remember the name offhand, but it's on your website. And what was so amazing was it, I love how each one is a little bit different and it kind of opened you up to a different experience of grounding. And this one was more primarily centered around the breath. And I've worked with the breath and meditation, but this was different. Like the way that you explained how to move the energy through the body, like breathing in through the feet. And what was really interesting was I saw or I felt and I sensed how literally like my diaphragm was like in my chest and my whole energetics of my lower body felt like they were compressed. Like I've never really had that felt sense so much where I could really feel into my body that way. And with the meditation, it was like I was starting to breathe life into my lower body. It was like from my waist down was just like literally compressed, like as if you vacuum sealed it. And as I started breathing and following the meditation, it was like I was breathing life. Like as soon as I kind of got past the pelvis and into the lower body, it was like everything started to flow again. And it really made me realize again the importance of the breath in the flow and movement of the energetics in the body. So it was such an incredible teaching experience for me because again, like having the combined knowing to be with the breath as it was like breathing through the body, like the way that you described in the meditation was just such a interesting experience. And it really opened my awareness to how my body was prior, how it just kind of like compressed up. Which explains why my diaphragm was like in my upper, like in my throat. But then again, how amazing it is once I allowed the flow back into the body with the breath, with the awareness, slowly, working in, and it all like the flow all started to come back in. It was like I was inflating my lower body back up. So I have to thank you.
Yay, yay. Oh, do me a favor. Let me, what do you mean by compressed?
Like
I'm
it
trying to.
felt like it, like when you have that like machine where it takes the air out of things and it like seals the, and like that's what my lower body, I don't, it was like literally like it was just flattened of, that's the felt sense. It was literally just like compressed down where there was like, it was like I had almost like cut off the flow from my like abdomen down, if that, it's like because the diaphragm was so held up high, where I was kind of probably taking very limited breath, there wasn't that full flow, down to my legs and feet.
So are you saying that you were compressed and that as the energy
Yeah.
started to fill you up, you
Yeah.
became less compressed?
Yeah, but I never really saw it or sensed it like that before.
Yes, that's what I call the dead state.
Oh my God. Well, let me tell you, I experienced it this morning because I was like, what is going? Because I had a lot of I was very anxious this morning, and I'm like, I know the solar energies have been particularly strong, and it felt like it really, my nervous system was really kind of reeling from it. And so yeah, that meditation really was so fantastic because it really showed me in that way, like it was like I was seeing inside my body, like, or feeling inside my body. And I could see what was happening as I was bringing the breath and the awareness back to it. I don't know. I just never really felt it that way before.
You were resuscitating yourself. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have anything to share?
This is Carolyn. I'd like to share based on our ceremony over the weekend. I have felt so energized, hopeful, optimistic, embodied. I felt so great all day, and I had such deep gratitude for our weekend together.
Ah, thank you. And thank you, everyone who was there. Okay. Anyone else?
I would second what Carolyn said because it just felt like a day that was immersed in grace. Part of it was we're having lovely spring weather and everything is very fresh and beautiful, but just a real sense of joy and lightness just really pervaded the atmosphere of the entire day.
Ah, I'm glad you had spring weather. We have snow accumulating here, though, but I'm glad. So it shows us something that, sometimes it's tough to sit through a retreat or a mini retreat weekend, but it's not as much about what you're experiencing during, but the sum total of the experience once it's completed. So I know I've sat through many retreats that felt like torture, and then afterwards I received a lot of benefit. And so don't get so wound up if you feel like you're not feeling anything or you're, not with it. The circle takes care of us. It really does. So the ceremony really takes care of us. And there's a some effect that is really what stays with us. It's not fleeting. So thank you.
And I'm hoping you will consider these mini retreats after the solstices and equinoxes, because it just was very, very powerful for a mini retreat.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that. That sounds like a great idea. Okay, thank you. Good idea. I hadn't gotten past April too much yet. It's such a dense beginning of the year. But now we're past Mercury retrograde, we're past the equinox, all the planetary aspects that were going on. That was a pretty intense lead up to the equinox. And I had geared everything towards this first quarter because it was going to be so intense. Anyone else would like to let us hear your voice? Okay. So I have two things to share here. I received an email from Krishna, who's in our classes. She was supposed to take off from LaGuardia Airport this morning at 8 o'clock to get back. I think she lives in Kansas. And of course, She didn't take off. She's taking off at 8 o'clock tonight. So I just want to send her safe, wonderful energy because she probably went through a lot today. She was not involved in any of the incidents that happened at the airport, but it had to be a traumatic scene there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can read about it tomorrow. Oh, no. And then the second thing. We have two Susans in this class. Let's see. Is one Susan here? I can't see if she's here. But there was a Susan who spoke in the last class, if you remember, when she told us about breathing with our fingertips. Do some of you remember that? Or the,
I'm Susan, but I'm not the that Susan.
Right. Okay, good. I wanted you to identify yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. But some of you might remember she offered that little meditation about touching our fingertips. So I've known Susan at least 25 years, and she was quite up there. And she emailed me 2 weeks ago and told me that she knew that her life was complete, that she was completely at peace, and that she would be leaving soon. And she did. She left on Friday. So she has passed over and had beautiful family members, medical support, everything that she needed, and she had a beautiful passing. But she's been in all of our classes for the last several years, quietly there. And so just to send blessings to her on her journey, and it couldn't have been a more beautiful passing. Very aware, very conscious, and very present. And so that's a blessing for all of us. So we'll just take a moment of silence and be in our blessing state. Beautiful. So since the equinox, the frequency on the planet has completely shifted. We're in a whole new dimension. And as we go through this year, we're going to be grounding more and more into the new Earth frequencies. And this was a huge step into these frequencies. We were just carried along on a very powerful momentum. And that relates to us being able to experience our new Earth heart more readily. So tonight I'm going to lead us in a meditation that is going to take us into that realm. And some of the meditation is actually going to take us beyond the human realm into the matrix, not the matrix from the movie, but the matrix, the frequency dimension that is beyond the astral and all the realms that we can be aware of. Let's put it that way. It's even beyond the God realm. It's before creation. And there's many levels of consciousness that actually precede any kind of creation. And they exist in and of themselves. And in this matrix, there are, it's so abstract and so non-linear, but there are certain patterns in that matrix realm that shift, and then that shift ripples into our human consciousness ultimately. And it's also a realm where a lot of this collective consciousness of humanity can be adjusted and reset. So it's not a realm where you can watch anything, where any part of your mind can know any of this. And so when we get to that part of the meditation, I just want you to relax and don't try to know it. Just let yourself expand into it. If you try to know it, you're going to compress it. So it's better to go to sleep or just relax and just be in a peaceful state if you can. So conceptually, one of the ways you can see, can conceive of the New Age heart, New Earth heart, is as a sphere that you live within. So we live within the consciousness of the heart. And it's a frequency, a sphere of being. And a few times we've touched on this in some of our classes, where the sphere of the heart, we find ourselves within it. And that's the best way I can say it, because we're not constructing it. We find ourselves within it. And we know it's a different realm of consciousness from where we normally reside. And again, it's not a dimension that we can watch. We really need to get away from trying to watch with the mind. The third eye might reveal things to you. Your heart may reveal things to you, but it's more like what's revealed, what shows up on your screen of consciousness, rather than trying to see it, watch it, feel it. So it's a little more transparent, dimensional, an experience, and it don't necessarily associate it with love. And we have a strong association between when we say heart and personal love. This is not a state of personal love. It's a state of wisdom. And when I say compassion, it's not personal compassion. But compassion is a frequency. And it's a whole state. It's an integrated state that has within it many dimensions that you can travel to and be taken through gateways into deeper states of consciousness. And so this is taking us into a new realm. And it stretches us a little bit here and also takes us beyond the personal. So a lot of our focus has been, how does this feel? How does your body feel? Are you releasing? Are you feeling more comfortable in your body? And that's all wonderful. I'm not saying it's bad. We're just going into a different realm where it's not a sensation or something you know by assessing it or sensing it even. Let's just pause for a moment. And the another piece that wants to come through tonight is the suggestion of setting up an altar for class. I've been getting this message for a couple weeks now, and I always wait to see if it persists. But you know, an altar would consist of a candle, a plant, a bowl or chalice of water, a favorite crystal, the representation of the elements. Setting up an altar and resonating with the elements actually sets up a protective field. And so the guidance for the class wanted us to start learning about that. And also not to be afraid because it's a protective field, but thinking of a protective field in the sense of wholeness, living energy. It's not a defensive mechanism. It's a living, vibrating mechanism that helps set the frequency so that your consciousness is raised to the higher frequency beyond anything negative or heavy. And so if that's a practice that you haven't started yet, you might try it. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be 2 inches big. It could be a little teeny altar or a big one, whatever you want to do. It could be casual. You don't have to make a big deal about it. But it would be beneficial, a beneficial practice. Let's put it that way. It's not a requirement. It's a suggestion, and the energy is downloading to help you relate to that a little more. So I have my crystals, I have a candle, I have an orchid plant, and I still have my daffodils that I picked last Monday that are still living and vibrant. I have my mother-in-law's fine crystal goblet that in honor of her, I change my water every day, but I keep the water in there using her goblet like a wine glass. And I'll change the crystals on there as the crystals tell me they want to be there. And they'll let you know. So any questions or comments about that? And if you're, it can be a temporary art, you know, if you're traveling, it could be a leaf, it could be a little flashlight, you know, you just adjust according to what you have around you. But it's a connection to the elements and the living energies. When we're traveling, or often a little pebble I've found on the ground, maybe a blossom that fell off a bush. I always have some kind of crystal with me. And then could be a Dixie cup of water. Doesn't have to be a fine crystal, but it's a good practice for establishing a center of living energy with you. Okay. So let's settle in. And allow yourself to feel the living energies throughout your entire body, your physical consciousness, not the condensed matter. There we go. See, as soon as everyone settles down, a beautiful light starts circulating among the whole circle through the hearts of everyone here, through the root chakra, through the feet, through the crown, and it circulates horizontally. And that's part of the purification process as we start to resonate together. And we're not resonating horizontally. That horizontal connection comes as a result of each person finding their central vertical axis and their own grounding. So you have to understand the grounding, which seems vertical, actually produces a circle or a sphere connection with everyone in the circle through our hearts. And then that grows not linearly but dimensionally into revealing the central axis as the heavy energies clear away, and then the toroidal field begins to circulate and create the sacred space that we ceremonially engage in. There. And then as we start to vibrate at a certain frequency, we find that we are vibrating at the frequency of the luminous beings. So even though sometimes I say the luminous beings are showing up here, they're not really. We were beginning to vibrate at the level or the frequency where they exist. So we come into communion with the higher frequency beings or consciousness. Again, nonlinear, dimensional, frequency based, vibrationally resonating. And if there's pressure on the top of your head, like there is with some people, come on down to your feet and seat. So we're reminded that we're not going anywhere to reach a certain dimension. We're vibrating in our presence to the point where we become more luminous, more higher frequency, and then these other higher frequency realms join with us. We're able to connect to them and resonate with them. So it's not beyond us, it's not above us, not below us. We're using and creating the higher frequency by feeling our connection through our feet to Mother Earth and allowing her energy to start vibrating us at a higher frequency. And as we start resonating with that, there's a natural unfolding into more and more refined energies. So I don't want you to think you're going out of your body. Your whole consciousness is right here. Your physical consciousness, your emotional, your mental, your energy, it's all right here. And as we purify and refine, it becomes evident and available, which is very different than trying to reach outward somewhere. So we're bringing ourselves into a vibrationally more refined state, including our physical consciousness. And we're patiently doing that. So greet Mother Earth. Non-verbally or verbally, but also non-verbally. Feel your connection, feel the energy, or however you know that connection. Invite your tailbone to soften and release, and the calf muscles to soften and release. That's how we greet her. By having our body resonate in a relaxed state with her. We greet the nature spirits, the living essence of nature, the organic world. Some of you, as soon as you think, your cranial bones condense. Notice that, and then drop out of it. It's just even a thought causes the cranial bones to tighten. And become aware of that, of how your thoughts and what's behind the thoughts, like maybe there's fear of not accomplishing it or not being able to do it or wanting to do it so badly that a thought creates tension. And so notice that within you. Like Tracy noticed her diaphragm was pulled up into her chest out of that condensed tension. And notice the effect of a thought. And there's always the thought itself is probably neutral. It's what's behind the thought, the emotion behind the thought that creates the tension. Notice any striving, wishing, hoping to be taken out of misery or discomfort. We greet the spirit of the water, the flow of life. Again, bring it back down. If we learn nothing tonight, it's becoming aware of that pressing upward that happens. Start trusting that Mother Earth is here to support you, love you, and hold you. The energy will begin to rise up and open the channels in a systematic system way, integrated. And then it'll flow out through the crown chakra. But if we allow it to rise from Mother Earth in its intelligence, it will integrate body, mind, and spirit, weaving together all the parts that have become separate into a whole. And then there will be the natural fountaining out of the crown, and the toroidal field will naturally begin flowing and fill out. There you go. Thank you. Okay, check the calf muscles again, see if they'll release a little more. If there's any tension in the calf muscles, you won't be able to have a clear, full experience of anything subtle. It'll always be skewed by some tension. And feel the feet and the tailbone and the lower back. Let out a big sigh as you release more deeply. And as you release, more energy can rise up to support you without effort. This might feel a little strange, a little different, and it's meant to be. Good. We greet the spirit of the fire, the luminous flame within our being. The light of consciousness. That spans creation and beyond. Connecting to the flame, universal flame of an infinite intelligence. There, everyone's doing beautifully now. And we greet the spirit of the air, pure intelligence. Now, most of you are feeling the vibrancy and the living energies expanding you, clearing you, settling you. And we greet the spirit of the ether, the living, pulsing membrane. Membrane beyond that navigates the beyond with our earthly realm. And if you notice yourself trying to see or lifting into your mind, settle back down into the feeling, and just notice how the cranial bones contract. Come on down to the kidneys, the navel area. Let that start to flow more. Anchor your awareness in the navel area. Navel area is so intelligent. You're not going to miss anything. In fact, you'll know more if you center in the navel area. Good. Let's sit here for a little bit to appreciate the amazing intelligence of the center in our consciousness. You may notice how it enlivens you. And plays a big role in digesting the heavy energies. It's much more intelligent than the mind. Hard to stay there sometimes. So this, just like the digestive system in the body is located around this navel, the navel energy also is what is intrinsically digesting the heavy energies of our being. And then once we add our connection with Mother Earth, we set up an even bigger recycling plant. A more powerful one. So that navel is like a mini Mother Earth in a way. That's where we're connected to the mothers through the navel. So there's an intelligence there that knows it's supported, knows it's nourished. There's a bodily remembering. Even if we had a mother that drank and smoked cigarettes and didn't take care of her body, we still know that this connection through the navel is a source of life. There we go. And you might feel yourself breathing from that area energetically. A beautiful wave-like motion expands and weaves inward like a wave. And with that waving motion, it's digesting the same way the large and small intestine digest with the waves of contracting and expanding the pulsing of the physical organ. There's an energetic pulsing that digests the energy. There we go. Beautiful. So now we're resonating at the frequency of the nature spirits. This organic intelligence. It vibrates through the physical and into the subtle, and from the subtle into the physical. This is where the practice of Tai Chi comes from, this gentle pulsing. The rhythm. Beautiful. Starting to lighten and brighten. Our roots are sinking deeper into Mother Earth. Our bodies are relaxing, but supported, not collapsing. And the crust of the linear living starts to dissolve. And you might start to feel coherence within your being. It's gentle, it's not dramatic. And it's getting stronger, more full. And we'll be here while this happens. And now that we're vibrating at the level of the nature spirits, we are receiving benefit from resonating with them. And this might be when you sometimes recognize a spirit animal or flower essence or the living nature. A bird or a tree. But it's not how we normally, like, linearly think of it. It's something that appears to you. Intuitively. And you might have a sense of a pet or some other animal, butterfly, hummingbird, whatever. That you feel a resonance with. We're going through another period of purification of more subtle, heavy energy. And notice if the cranial bones are contracting. It means you're using your thoughts. Good. Good shift. We're getting brighter and brighter. And again, not a linear process. It's happening dimensionally. Just spending a little time with your nature spirit helped raise the frequency. Expand into a more living realm. And now the light is getting brighter and brighter, the radiance of our being, the radiance of our circle. Let the energy flow through your hands and feet and tailbone. We're getting huge amounts of light activating our hearts. And notice the cranial bones. If there's a thought and it created tension, drop out. Drop out and tune in. And now the radiance is getting stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger. The axis and the toroidal field explode beyond a geometric pattern into pure consciousness. And we find ourselves living within the sphere of the heart, within the realm of the heart. And don't try to associate it with any feeling sense. It's completely different. Allow it to be different, fresh, new. You won't be able to understand it with your mind. And it's not necessarily reflected in the body. we are sitting in it now. Not associated with anything that we know in life. We receive a type of grace that is beyond the earth realm, nothing you can identify. And we flow into, through more and more refined frequency, into a sense of the sacred or the silence or the center, however you settle into the next state. And allow yourself to sit here. We're adjusting and being introduced to a new state of consciousness. When it takes us deeper within. Let's take a few deeper breaths. This is as far as we'll go with it tonight. So this is a state we'll acclimate to and discover more about it. There's much to be revealed here, realms, beautiful realms. And it's very different than the mystical ecstatic state, deeper, quieter, and many gateways into a new consciousness becoming available to us. Note how you feel now. Let's share how you feel. And when you come on, be very quiet. Come on gently. How's your nervous system feel?
This is Ananda, and I feel very deeply quiet. When we went into the sphere of the heart, the words that arose were, I know this place. And my left eye is watering, which happens sometimes when I have something a bit strong in terms of a spiritual experience.
Ananda, feel how grounded you feel as well.
Yes, I feel deeply peaceful. And the flavor of joy is so different from my usual sort of hyper ecstasy. I feel very I guess I would use the word appreciative. Deeply grateful to feel in such a deep state of communion. That's all for now.
Thank you. Notice your calf muscles. Are they free, freed up? And that's everyone. More free, less tense, less gripping.
This is Laurie. I noticed my calf muscles about 3 seconds before you said that.
Of course.
I've also had, in these last days, I've been having the super intense tingling at the top of my head. And tonight, the times when it started was almost always right after you said something. I can't think of anything specific right now, but it was really clear. Whereas sometimes it's not clear. It just is like, you know, and I want to hold it as something wonderful that's happening, but it's hard to because I get scared sometimes. But tonight it was so clearly connected to what we are doing. So
when you said, we're only going to stay here just a little bit longer, all of a sudden I just locked in. And it's like I was experiencing it being just in a layer. I was trying to decide how to describe it. You know, how like you have a three-layer cake. Like I'm in an energetic layer that's, and I had no physical boundaries. I was just in that layer of energy.
Was there good icing between the layers? Sounds yummy. How are your calf muscles, Carolyn?
My left one is loose and my right one is tight.
Okay. On the whole group, the calf muscles of the whole group are much softer and opened. So why don't we leave this here? Let it find its new place to reside within our consciousness. You can practice with the recording. And let's just leave this open-ended without trying to figure it out. Just be with it. Does anyone else have anything else to say?
It felt like, for me, Mrs. Tracy, it felt like clarity, almost like I rose above treetops, above the mist, and I was seeing a new perspective above everything.
A new perspective of what?
Like above, almost like an eagle's perch, kind of that feeling, like things became very quiet and clear, you know, like clarity.
Clarity. That New York accent.
Can't help myself.
No. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. So we'll leave this here. Everyone did beautifully. And
Thank you for being available to enter into this realm. And we'll find out more. So many blessings.